One half down, one half to go. It's now time for the second half of BYU Women's Soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cary, North Carolina, site of the 2023 Division I Women's College Cup. Stanford 2 and BYU no score. And got a look during halftime at the play that was judged to be offside by BYU near the end of the first half. The play resulted in a BYU goal. Ellie Walbrook deflected in a shot from Aaron Bailey. And I was looking at a still frame of the video, and Ellie Walbrook was not offside on the view I saw. The ball's leaving Aaron Bailey's foot, and Ellie Walbrook is even with the last defender. And so an offside call has taken a goal off the board for BYU in this comeback attempt. It's a tough one for the Cougs to have to deal with in a game, a match they now trail 2-0. So 45 minutes on the clock. BYU in royal blue, Stanford in white, as we get set for the second 45. BYU looking for its first shot on goal yet in this match. 3-0 shots on frame in favor of the Cardinal. BYU will defend the goal to my right, come right to left, north to south here at Wake Med Soccer Park. And Stanford defends the goal to my left. They come left to right, and BYU gets the first touch and gets it immediately into the attacking half with Brecken Mozingo at the far boundary. Neutral third, BYU possession. Baca on the back line. Ellie Boren wins to 30. Gets to 20 to the top of the area. A rolling ball off the boot of Fryer in Stanford. Plays over the byline for an early BYU corner. Corner number two for the Cougars. Corner's now 2-1 BYU. And in the first minute of the second half, BYU wins a corner kick from the attacking left flag. Ellie Boren lines it up. Has a short option in Peterson. Drops the right arm. Boren blasts to the far post. Off of Kennedy Wesley's head. It's a bouncing ball in the area, and a foul's called on a body check by Olivia Wade. So a bit of a delay here as they set this ball up at about 15 yards off the Stanford goal line for a free kick that Ryan Campbell will take, the Cardinal keeper. Still haven't played away. Been a 30-second delay here. Clock still running, and yet the ball was dead for 30 seconds plus before Campbell finally played away. Now in the center circle, Joel Jung. Montoya down the left boundary. BYU down 2-0 here in the 47th. It was the final 5 minutes of the first half that BYU appeared to make it a one-goal match. But an offside was called, and again, not a good call based on what I saw during the break. Stanford corner. Ikey will take at the attacking left flag the other way. And that offside came in the 42nd minute. So 3 minutes and change to play in half number one when that call was made and appeared to not be the right one. Right-footed in-swinger from the attacking left. A bending ball toward the far post off a Stanford head and down the paint at the byline out for a BYU goal kick in the 48th. Ball far boundary. Olivia Wade-Katoa wins the battle. Finds Mozingo at the far touchline. Centrally, Shepard. Boren, 50 away, straight away. Now Peterson at left back. Plays top of the 18. Fryer turns and shoots, and one hops it to Campbell. Peterson again. Down the left channel now, the half space left side. Last touch gave it away and ricochets off of Peterson for a Stanford goal kick here in the 49th. Stanford in its defensive half to the midway line and not able to keep it under her control was Mia Buta, out for a BYU throw. Call the match right now is one that takes away a goal that we made it 2-1. Can the Cougars find it anyway? Wade-Katoa, turn and shot, and right to the gloved hands of Ryan Campbell. Bent to her knees and went to the turf to secure that ball, but it was right at the keeper's frame. But the Cougs have put two shots on goal after none in the first 45, so half the battle here, just getting the shots at Campbell. Stanford, middle third, from the center circle to the wide right wing, to Buta. Mia Buta at the halfway stripe. Back lines it, Evans. Evans to Wesley, the two center backs. Play from the back for the Cardinal. BYU employing that high press, and they get the Stanford Cardinal to give it away at the halfway line. Since taking a 2-0 lead, BYU's had the lion's share of possession. And should have had a goal that would have made it 2-1 before the break. A bad offsides call. Again, I didn't get a good look or any look at any kind of replay from my vantage point here at Wake Med Soccer Park. But during the half, I was able to see a shot and a still shot of a video frame. And it showed that Wahlberg was not offside as the ball left Aaron Bailey's boot. And it went from Bailey's to Wahlberg's and in. But the goal was called off. Good pressure from Allie Fryer forcing Campbell to give it away in a hurry, but the Cardinal do possess and build from the back with Buta at right back the near sideline. 52nd minute, 2-0 Cardinal. BYU looking to do exactly what it did a week ago tonight, minus a third goal worth of deficit. But at this point of the match last week, BYU was still down 3-0. The deficit right now, I'll say just 2 in the 53rd minute. With a half hour to play, BYU was still down 3-0. They scored 1 with 30 minutes remaining, and then the final 3 in the closing 10 minutes. To cap the miraculous comeback, tying the largest ever comeback in NCAA women's tournament history. Down 3-0 to winning 4-3, and everything coming after halftime. A bouncing ball over the head of Grillion, who gets the second half start for Paul Ratcliffe. Grillion and Vaca race to the ball. Leveni wins that race. Vaca got all the way to the closing third and then was dispossessed. Now she's got to get back to her position as Ikey plays a central ball to Montoya. Montoya in the center circle. Now comes down the barrel. Montoya looking to send her teammate through, and that pass intercepted. And on a step-up win, it's Izzy Stratton. Stratton attacking half. Stratton, wide right. into Wade Katoa. Centrally, Mozingo. Mozingo, top of the penalty arc. A left-footed shot blocked off the body of Bourne and off the boot of Fryer. Couldn't find it right side of the area. Cougars looking threatening early in half number two. 54th minute. BYU in the closing third. Wade Katoa at 25. Stood up and tackled and fouled. And BYU will win a free kick at inside 30 yards. And Brecken Mozingo is going to go over the ball. From 27 yards, just above the right side of the penalty area, Mozingo, left foot blast, and just rose over the bar, climbed on its way to the frame, and over. Shot number 13 on the night for BYU. 13 shots to 3 in the Cougars' favor. But 3-2, the shots on goal in Stanford's favor. And 2-0, the score in favor of the Cardinal. The Cardinal have not had a lot of looks, but they've made them count. And BYU just looking for as many looks as possible and hope to wear the Cardinal down with volume and pressure, just like they did North Carolina 1 week ago. It can be done. 55th minute. We're 10 minutes into half number two. BYU's down to Peterson, Boren. The Cougs have certainly settled in, playing their game in the opponent's defensive half. Looking to break down the Cardinal. Smith Griffiths, good run to the top of the area. Outside of her boot, looking for Foligno. And Campbell comes out, edge of her six, to collect in front of the onrushing Bella Foligno. Cardinal from the back line. Wade Katoa chasing down a loose ball, ricochets it off of Grillione. Ricochets in turn to Stratton at the halfway line. Stratton and Smith Griffiths ridding themselves of Maya Doms for the moment. And now BYU with some space in the neutral third here in the 56th. 2-0 Cardinal. College Cup semifinal number two. Winner gets Florida State Monday night, 4 o'clock Mountain Time. 6 here in the East. Olivia Smith-Griffiths, wide right, Mozingo. Mozingo, acceleration to the end line, loses the defender, puts her on skates. Mozingo, left-footed shot, hit a body. It's loose in the area and cleared by the Cardinal. Chasing it down, Kitahata. Pressured immediately there by Peterson, and Fryer now wins. Good win by Alley. Alley comes lateral from left to right. BYU in the attacking half, closing third. Stratton at 30 yards, lost the last touch. Plays right wing Mozingo. Mozingo sizes up Montoya 1v1. Takes her hard to the byline. Crosses in. It's loose. The shot. Crossbar off of Boren. And the Cardinal clear. Ellie Boren puts her hands on her head. That was a rocket off the woodwork. Off the crossbar and down and stayed out. We stay 2-0. The Cougs are getting their looks. 15-3 now the shots advantage. And they are going to the sideline monitor, I think, to check whether that crossbar rocket down did go over the line. It came down and out. And that has to be the stoppage here. A quick look. And the referee's calling for a restart for Stanford. It had to be what he was checking. It's actually BYU on the throw as Stanford cleared out in the 57th, but this crowd sensing the Cougars are getting closer. A goal called off on a bad offside call, and now a shot off the crossbar here in the second half. It could have been already 2-2 in this one, as well as BYU's played coming from behind. Stratton on rushing. Wide right Mozingo, some space at the edge of the area. Left foot from Brecken on the floor, off the Stanford defender and cleared to the neutral third where Shepard collects. Finesmith Griffiths, BYU playing with the confidence that comes with the knowledge of last Friday. Mozingo, great move to get to the edge of the area. Mozingo toward the byline, deflected out for a corner. It'll be corner number three for BYU. Corners now 3-2, BYU. Much like last week, the sense is it's coming. Something is coming. And last week it was four goals late. Can they find one and make it a new ball game? The bending corner, far post off the head of Stratton and over. Goal kick Cardinal in the 58th minute. It was just moments from this clock time last week when the Cougars began their comeback from down 3-0. They scored one with a half hour to play and stayed within two until the frantic final 10 minutes when three goals were scored to send the Cougars to the Final Four.
Stanford substitution number 17, Eric Aguilione, replaced by number 24, Merrick Wolf.
Paul Ratcliffe subbing early in half number two. Wolf in for Grillion. Wade Katoa getting it to 20 yards. Tries a right-footed shot. Again blocked. So good are the Cardinal at closing, giving BYU less than clean looks. Cardinal on a rare foray to the neutral third with Jung looking for wide right space, targeting Kitahata. Kitahata racing to it. Looks to send a overlapping ball to Buta, but Boren's going to get there first. Good back check by Ellie Boren. Ball bounces off of Boren and into touch. Off of Stanford into touch. It'll be a BYU throw. Kendall Peterson to take. Deep in the Cougars' defensive third. We're in the 59th minute. Stanford 2, BYU no score. Goals in the second and fourth minute for the Cardinal. Loose ball. And Cardinal give away at the top of the 18. As getting a look was Wolf just in the game. Mozingo poking toward the halfway line, targeting Fryer. Wesley wins it, and Foligno wins it back for BYU. Foligno in the center circle. Laterally, Wade Katoa has Boren to her left. The play is Boren left. Ellie Boren lost it in the half space. Gets to it before it goes over the paint on the near touchline. Ellie Boren. Peterson. All pinballs into touch off of BYU. It's a Stanford throw. With a half hour to play. We're 60 minutes in. 2-0 Cardinal. We're one-third of the way through half number two. Greg Rubel with you from Wake Med Soccer Park here in Cary, North Carolina. Cougars back in the Final Four for the second time in 3 years. Looking to make their second national championship game appearance. But they need to find at least two goals here in the next 30 minutes. BYU's yet to score a goal at the College Cup. Did not score in two matches of regulation and overtime in 2021, and have not scored so far here tonight, but they're putting the pressure on. So far, 16-3, the shots advantage. So many similarities to what transpired a week ago to this point. Will it be a similar comeback for BYU? Once the Tar Heels got the lead, they just kind of battened down the hatches and looked to withstand the storm, and they could not. They were badly outshot in the game. They lost 4-3. And the Cardinal are being outshot 16-3, yet leading 2-0. Mozingo with a break. A mini break down the middle for Mozingo. Mozingo at 25, tackled and well tackled by Joel Jung. Jung on a takeaway and a playback to Buta. Buta at right back for the Cardinal. We're in the final half hour. BYU pressing hard to make sure it's not the final half hour of the Cougars' season. Back play to Campbell. Campbell releases. And Ikey plays a long ball targeting Wolf down the left wing. And Wolf will get to it in front of Izzy Stratton. Marin Wolf. Centrally Jung now. Top of the penalty area arc. Plays it into the area right side. Getting to it. And playing away was Vaca. But Buta recollects, sends it far post deep. It'll go through the 18. Ali Montoya will give chase near the attacking left corner flag. Ball's in the Stanford closing third right now. They're on the byline, and Montoya just pulls it into touch. Or was it deflected? It was. So off of BYU for a Stanford corner. As Smith Griffiths got the touch on the byline. Subs for both teams. BYU bringing in Ellie Walbrook for Ali Fryer. And Stanford checking out Jung. And checking in, Shea Harvey. Harvey began the match, did not begin the second half. She enters now with under a half hour to play. Corner kick for the Cardinal. Corners now even, three apiece. High lofting corner to the far post all the way through the 18. It's a race for the ball, and it'll bend over the byline for a BYU goal kick. Right now, the number that stands out most on my stat tally is one, as in one offsides to Stanford's zero. And that one offside call was a bad flag. Took off a goal for the Cougs late in the first half. Cougs looking to overcome that ill fortune and still find a way to find their way back here as the play is into touch off the boot by Hernandez. So a misplay over the paint, and Stanford wins a throw halfway into the attacking half of the Cardinal. BYU's got to keep this game at two, no worse than that in the Cardinals' favor, and lessen the steepness of the hill they have to climb. From the 64th minute, a giveaway for the Cardinal in the center circle. Olivia Wade-Coteau has gone all the way in this one for BYU. Finds Mozingo. Mozingo launching it long and left and giving chase is Boren. Boren and Walbrook. Walbrook beaten to the ball by Ryan Campbell, the Cardinal keeper coming out to collect just outside of her goal box. 2-0 Cardinal in the 64th. Allie Montoya in the second, Maya Doms in the fourth, and that has held up. But BYU's had an offside call, wave off a goal, and hit the crossbar early in the second half, reflecting the way the Cougars have played since going down 2-0. And it was that relentless pressure that wore down the Tar Heels 1 week ago. Can the Cougars repeat the feat 1 week later? Building from the midfield, BYU with Stratton at the center circle. Finds Wade-Coteau at the halfway stripe. The give is Boren. Boren finds Walbrook down the barrel. Walbrook triple-teamed and dispossessed. Ikey, Doms. Doms gave away, got away from Mozingo, but finds Olivia Smith-Griffiths at the far touchline. BYU coming right to left as I see it, and you hear it. And the Cougars play in the attacking half right in front of me. My vantage point at concourse level on the Cougars' half of the pitch. Walbrook had another loose ball tapped away from her near the top of the area. Doms wins away and plays to the far side. Stanford looking for some quiet and some space with BYU playing that high pressure. Looking for a goal to make it a game again. We're in the 65th minute. Ball down the far boundary. It's a 2v2 with Stanford on the attack, but a heavy touch allows Vaca to play into touch and relieve the pressure for the moment. BYU playing in its second College Cup. Stanford playing in its 11th out of 32 NCAA tournament appearances. BYU making its 24th NCAA appearance. Since 1990, Stanford's missed exactly one NCAA tournament. Cardinal in white, the Cougars in royal on this very pleasant December night. First day of December, 60 degrees at kickoff, and it stayed in right around that range all night. Great to play in. A lot of supporters still in the stands, so many in royal BYU blue. Ellie Boren, Kendall Peterson now at left back. Center back Izzy Stratton, BYU bringing it up from right to left. At the halfway line, Olivia Smith-Griffiths. Mozingo backlines at Vaca. 15 different players have scored on this Stanford roster to 12 for BYU. More bigger numbers for BYU players than Stanford, but Stanford's depth has been as beneficial for the Cardinal as BYU's has been for BYU. So many different players can get it done for both sides. Stanford this year, 7-0-3 against ranked opponents, and BYU is one as Olivia Wade-Coteau gets a rest for Rachel McCarthy here in the 67th minute. The Cougars have 23 minutes to find two goals. Mozingo getting a look at 20, has to wheel away from triple team pressure and finds Peterson at 40 yards. Looked for Walbrook, and Walbrook was blocked in her attempt to receive the pass. Ricochets off the Cardinal too. Peterson plays it deep and far post, and Campbell coming out to catch in front of an on-rushing Cougar. That was Bella Foligno threatening. Bella Foligno playing with the Elite 90 patch on her jersey tonight. The Elite 90 award given to the one student-athlete with the highest cumulative GPA of all the student-athletes at the final site in the respective 90 NCAA sports. This one of them, women's soccer, and she is the best student among the student athletes here. She gets the Elite 90 accolade and the patch on the jersey. Congrats to Bella Foligno. It's a giveaway to the Cardinal in their attacking half. Kitahata comes centrally and then gives it away to the Cardinal. BYU on the counter. Mozingo racing away from Harvey. 3v3 down the barrel comes Mozingo. Mozingo on the run, putting it to her left. Shot blocked. Touching it back to Walbrook at 20 yards. Lays off Mozingo. Mozingo looks far post and bends it wide. From the left side to the right post. Wide for the goal kick in the 68th minute. Substitution, Stanford. Allie Montoya is out. And checking in for the Cardinal, Catherine Paulson. And for BYU, Bella Foligno will exit for Aaron Bailey. So two more subs, one for either side. So BYU's attack duo now is Walbrook and Bailey. You got Boren left, Mozingo middle, and McCarthy right now. So Mozingo's playing the 10 for the Cougs with Olivia Wade-Katoa on the bench. Jamie Shepard's gone all the way at holding mid. Your back line is as it was to begin the game. Peterson, Vaca, Stratton, and Smith-Griffiths from left to right across the back. Stanford possessing at the halfway line. The Cougars have 21 minutes and 21 seconds to find two goals. Great win by Olivia Smith-Griffiths at the neutral third. Finds Mozingo. Mozingo, 10-yard ball to Walbrook on the floor. Walbrook in the center circle. Boren. Left wing, Peterson. Peterson's pass finds Bailey at 25 yards. Bailey with four Cardinal around her. Dispossessed. Good tackle by Stanford and the Cardinal win the ball, but off the head of Vaca in the center circle. Race won by Olivia Smith-Griffiths. Taps it, but to Ikey. And Jasmine Ikey will find her left back mate. And the Cardinal look to build from the back with 20 and change to play here in Cary, North Carolina. Cougars looking to keep their season alive in a game they trailed two and very early. Second and fourth minute goals for Stanford by Montoya and Doms. In the 42nd, BYU appeared to draw within one. But an offside flag waved off. Oh, an Ellie Walbrook goal that came off a Bailey shot. And replays would show that Walbrook was not offside. And then Ellie Boren rockets one off the woodwork early in the second half. The closest the Cougars have come. No shots on goal in the first half. They do have two in the second half, but only two for a team leading the nation in shots on goal per game. The Cougars have been held in check, relatively speaking, as BYU averages almost 10 shots on goal per game, and they're sitting at two. The shot total is 18-3. It's overwhelming in BYU's favor, reflecting BYU's defensive or offensive intensity since going down 2-0. But nothing to show for it yet. 18-3 in shots, 3-2 shots on goal in favor of the Cardinal. Corners even at three. Five fouls against BYU to two for Stanford. Stanford winning a throw at the far touchline. We're now in the final 20 minutes. Again, in the effort to keep hope alive, remember that BYU was still down two with 10 minutes to play last week against North Carolina and found those three in the final 10 to win 4-3. And the Cougars don't need three in the final 20 minutes. They need just two to extend this match. A giveaway for BYU at the halfway line. Paulson down the barrel. Paulson tried to get a ball to Wolf, but a nice interception in the passing lane was Vaca. Stabs her leg out and wins it for BYU. Great turn from McCarthy. She's held. It's a play on. No foul there. Now they're going to call it. So they played the advantage. I think it'll be a free kick. Yeah, BYU's trying to throw it, but they're going to play the advantage and call the foul as McCarthy was tugged. So good call by the referee there to see what occurred before he brought it back for a free kick. It'll be at the halfway line here in the 72nd minute. Referee will reset the ball for BYU. Now they start it short and quick. Smith-Griffiths flipping the pitch to the center part of the park. Peterson backlines it. Vaca. Shepard, Peterson. In the attacking half, it's Bailey. Bailey lost it off the touch, but regained it to Boren. Boren then tackled, and Stanford in the center circle with Wolf. Finding Kitahata. Wolf, left wing. Stopped in her tracks by Stratton. Number 24 wins it away from number 24 as Stratton gets to the halfway line. Stratton pitching into the attack. Plays off the Cardinal for a BYU throw. We're in the 73rd minute. Two more subs for Jen Rockwood. Checking in Warner. Checking out Boren. Checking in Jacobs. Checking out Peterson. Stanford will check out Wolf and Ikey.
Substitutions for BYU. Exit number 11, Ellie Boren, and number 16, Kendall Peterson. Replaced by number 5, Zoe Jacobs, and number 21, Tara Warner.
BYU at the center spot.
Stanford, number 12, Jasmine Ikey, and number 24, Marin Wolf. Replaced by number 17, Erica Grillion, and number 21, Joel Jung.
Grillion and Jung in for the Cardinal. 2-2 replaced for either side. Terrell Warner in the match on the penalty area elbow left. Finds Jacobs, who I thought her cross might have hit an arm. It did. It'll be a handball, but outside the area. Still gives BYU a great look here in the 74th minute. So Jacobs' cross is handball at 23 yards angle left. So about 5 yards outside the penalty area. And Brecken Mosin goes over it. She could actually just bend this thing. And she will right foot bend it to the far post. Popped up in the air. Stratton will get ahead to it. Plant toward frame. Campbell makes the catch with Bailey lurking. Off the first pop-up, it was Stratton getting ahead to it, but just arced it to the keeper Campbell in the 74th. But for BYU, shot on goal number 3 on the night. And just the 3. 19 shots in total, but 3 on frame. So the Cougars' shot accuracy number tonight to dipping considerably from its season average of 46.5%. And tonight's shot accuracy is well south of that. Tara Warner crossing from the left off a Stanford boot to the byline and kept in play. BYU shot accuracy at 15.8% tonight. So a 32% drop from its season number on this evening. Brecken Mosingo gets a mini break down the middle. Numbers back for Stanford. She tries to send Allie Walbrook through, and Allie will not get there. And a trip up of Kennedy Wesley and Walbrook at the byline, and will they call a foul? The whistle's blown as Walbrook and Wesley are tangled up, and they're going to give Ellie a yellow card on that race to the ball at the byline. So Walbrook gets booked in the 75th. BYU's got 15 minutes to find two goals. 2-0 Cardinal here in the 75th. The clock stopped at 15:09 to play. The Stanford Cardinal team so tough to solve. They have shutouts in 19 of their last 31 games and have gone 35 games, allowing no more than one goal, and BYU needs two. And it's in those 35 games that Stanford hasn't officially lost a game. Jamie Shepard finds Walbrook inside the area, taken away from Ellie. A good close by the Cardinal again. And that's been the theme of the night, is Stanford closing down BYU shooters, just getting legs and bodies in front of balls. Paulson in the midfield. Stanford plays back line in the 76th. Ball gets over the head of a pair of Cougar defenders, and Leveni Vaca is going to range back to win in front of Grillion. Back pass to the keeper, Hernandez. Return to Vaca at center back. 14 minutes, 14 seconds. Can the Cougars find a way back with the time ticking away in Cary? Jacobs a tap back, Stratton. Stratton, Warner now. Warner comes up the left wing. Centrally, Mosingo. Brecken Mosingo, 6 shots in this goal in this game to lead BYU, but nothing on frame yet. But the Cougars' first-team All-American run up the backside is Tara Warner and fouled. It'll be a free kick restart for BYU, and they're back underway. Mosingo finds space wide right, but it's cut off on the pass attempt to McCarthy. Interception, Kitahata at the far touchline. 77th minute. Ball went out on the far boundary. It'll be a BYU throw. Stanford 17-0 this year, leading at halftime, and the Cardinal were leading at the break. 2-0. More substitutions for both teams. BYU will bring in Foligno and Wade Katoa for the stretch run. Checking out Bailey and McCarthy. BYU throws in far sideline. The Cardinals sub out two as well. Warner, left wing. Sends Jacobs down the left channel. And Jacobs dispossessed at the touchline. A BYU throw Zoe will take into Warner. 78th minute. Warner slices through two defenders. The second one stuck a foot out and won the ball away. And here comes the Cardinal away. Shea Harvey, Jasmine Ikey. Ikey looking far boundary Montoya. And they'll backline it and then blast away. Alert play by Leveni Vaca to head to Olivia Smith-Griffith. She finds Stratton at the halfway stripe. BYU building again from right to left into the attacking half. Stratton trying to get into the attack as the Cardinal deflect out in front of the BYU team area for a Cougar throw here in the 78th. Montoya in the second, Doms in the fourth, nothing since. But my, how the Cougars have tried to dent the Cardinal attack. 19 shots, but just three to the frame. Stratton gets into the area, but tripped up on her foray, and the Cardinal play away. Jacobs collects. Warner centrally, Stratton. Stratton getting more into the attack with BYU desperate late. BYU down two with 11 and change to play. BYU was down two at the same stage last week and found a way. Is it possible to do it twice in a week? The stakes even higher 1 week later? Cougar Nation would love to find out in the affirmative. And the Cougs have been close. The offside flag late in the first half, crucial. And a crossbar in the second half. For the moment, somewhat decisive. Ahead toward frame by Wahlberg, and it's over. Campbell wasn't going to get to it, and that cross on the left from Warner found the head of Wahlberg, and she plays over. Shot number 20 for BYU. Stanford substitution number 21. Joelle Jung will check out. Replaced by number 10, Maya Doms. And Maya Doms will re-enter for Stanford. They haven't given that header yet a shot attempt for BYU. But it was Wahlberg on the end of it. And it was roughly at this point when the onslaught of goals, late goals, began for BYU last week. 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play. We're in the 80th minute. Mozingo lays off Shepherd. In turn, Jacobs at 50 yards. Played to Shepherd. Shepherd was body checked to the ground. No call, and Jacobs will take the deflected ball. Back pass it, Vaca. Vaca, Shepherd, Jacobs. BYU playing on the left side of the park right now. It's Wahlberg coming centrally. Wide ball, good handle on a trap by Mozingo. Mozingo tries a shot that will sail wide left. For Mozingo, shot number 7 on this night. Nothing on frame yet for BYU's outstanding senior, Brecken Mozingo. 36 goals, 37 assists for her Cougar career. Under 10 to play in a game the Cardinal lead 2-0. Chesting down at the halfway line is Vaca. They're now playing Stratton off the back line and putting her in the midfield. It's a three-person back line for BYU. Smith-Griffiths, Vaca, and Jacobs as they're bringing the taller Stratton into the attack, and Stratton settles at 25 yards. Plays Shepherd at holding mid. Cougs going to a 3-5-2 late in this match. Stratton to her left. A shot and over and wide left with under 9 to play. Shot number 20 now officially. 20-3 in shots. 3-3 though in shots on goal. High pressure on BYU. Stanford plays into touch under duress. Just one in the next couple of minutes. Makes the 5 and change. So much more tense and pressure packed for the two-seeded Cardinal. Wahlberg settles a throw. She's immediately dispossessed, and Stanford has just been playing so much defense since the opening moments of this match. The 2-0 lead gave them what they wanted, but then they have to withstand BYU's relentless attack, and it's been that, but so many shots closed out on and blocked. Tough to find the frame. A loose ball. Falls to Smith Griffiths at 40 yards, right side. Races around her defender, Ikey. Still on the trot is Smith Griffiths. A tee up for Mozingo. Mozingo comes lateral, comes to 20 yards. Mozingo plays it into the body of Doms, and the Cardinal play away, but to Vaca at the midfield stripe. Vaca will lift it into the 18. Shepherd elevated for it, went over her head to the boot of Warner. A one touch to Walbrook. She's in the 18. Walbrook wheeling away. Plays outside the area to Jacobs. Jacobs at 25 yards left. Now Warner outside the area left side. Warner, a deflected ball, one hops to Campbell. Collects with no trouble in the 83rd minute. 2-0 Cardinal. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to play. BYU in its second College Cup appearance has yet to find its first College Cup goal. And they need not one but two. Memories of last week still fresh in the minds of everyone in BYU blue. Can they recapture the magic? Stratton tackled, refines the ball and gives Warner. Warner outside of her boot, soft pass picked off. But right back to BYU possession at the halfway line to Vaca. Vaca, Smith Griffiths, BYU playing three in the back. Moving players up into the attack with 6.5 to play. Jacobs wide left. Jacobs with space. To 40 yards, to 30 yards, to the penalty area. The play is Shepherd. Return to Jacobs. Jacobs, a one touch and a cross, a lofted cross to the six. Cardinal collect and play away to Kitahata. Kitahata down the left wing. Marked there by Wade Katoa. The play is centrally Doms. Doms will look back, wheel back, and play back to center back Kennedy Wesley. 6 minutes even to play. Buta at right back waits for Warner to arrive and plays Harvey. A dispossessed by Warner. Just inside the attacking part of the pitch for BYU. Central ball Stratton. Stratton playing now in the midfield. Has come off the back line with the Cougars needing attackers. Shepherd. Walbrook in the area. Right side. Stops it. Puts it to her left. Looking for a tee up. It's deflected and played away by Harvey. Giving chase is Mozingo. Collects at the far boundary with 5 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Mozingo to the touchline. Smith Griffiths. Cross in. Off the boot of Walbrook. Settles it out of the air once and twice, and then Stanford plays away. Leveni Vaca is the only defender back right now for BYU, as the outside backs are playing up as well. So a triangle of defense with outside backs and then Vaca at the very, very back line. As Stratton plays wide right, her pass is picked off, but deflects to Walbrook. Smith Griffiths again from the right. Cross from the right. And again, play clear. Wesley. Just attack and parry, attack and parry, attack and parry time and again throughout this match. 4 minutes, 45 seconds to go. BYU needing 2 goals. Stanford's early lead is held up. BYU on 20 shots to Stanford's 3. So challenged to find the frame tonight. 3 shots on goal for both sides. 2 of Stanford's 3 to the back of the net. Paulson gave it right back to BYU. Jacobs returned it to Paulson in the neutral third, and Stanford just plays deep and wide and out. Stanford will use the clock and as much of this pitch as they can to protect a 2-0 advantage. 4 minutes, 4 seconds remain here in Cary. BYU needs another Friday night miracle. Shepherd at the halfway line. Lifts it and lofts it. Off a Stanford deflection, Kennedy elevates, bounces it, but to Mozingo. Mozingo losing it in the area to the outside back, Brandt. Brandt plays into touch. 3 minutes, 45 seconds remain. Quick throw for BYU. Wade Katoa from 30. Lofts it through the 18 from right to left. Collected there by Buta, who plays off of Warner once and twice. Warner wins the ball back for BYU into the area, softly into the box. A tap out by the Cardinal. It'll be a BYU corner with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Elise Evans touch last. And BYU will take a corner from the attacking left. for BYU. Corner at number four. The Cougars the advantage in corners. The Cougars the advantage in shots. And Stanford the advantage on the big board. 2-0 with 3:13 to go. Wahlberg will take this from the attacking left flag. It'll be a right-footed in-swinger. Low driver off a Stanford body at the top of the sixth, and now the Cardinal will play it clear. Under 3 minutes to play. Hernandez comes 50 yards out of her goal to play the loose ball to Jacobs. Jacobs in the attacking half, Walbrook. Walbrook is stood up by Buta, and Buta plays deep. 1v1 with Paulson racing Vaca to the ball. Vaca wins and plays Hernandez. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remain. Stanford's 2-0 lead is held up since the fourth minute of this match. Jamie Shepard, a nice sidestep to win into the attacking half, finds Mozingo. Mozingo dispossessed, and Ikey plays into the supporter stands at the far side of the pitch. 2:22 to play. BYU quickly restarts on the throw. Wade Katoa, Mozingo, overlap, Smith Griffiths, gets herself to the edge of the area. A one-touch swing by Stratton, no. And then Warner gave it a try on a volley that's deflected out. Stanford goal kick, and Ryan Campbell and the Cardinal will take their time. Now only 2 minutes remain. Are these the final 2 minutes of BYU's outstanding 2023 season? 10 seconds have ticked off already with the ball yet to be played. 15 seconds have ticked off, and now the Cardinal finally do play from the top of the sixth. Shepard puts a head to it. Off the head of Doms, off the head of Paulson, and to the floor for Vaca. But it landed at the boot of Paulson, and Paulson's going to play toward the attacking left Stanford corner flag, and Olivia Smith-Griffiths will run to it, turn with it. And now with 1 minute and 20 seconds to go, Stanford plays into touch again. Just bleeding this game are the Cardinal with the 2-0 lead. The seconds tick away. 68, 67, 66, 65 seconds on the clock. Stanford again plays out of bounds, sits into touch again. Seconds to go, 2-0 Cardinal. Hernandez will blast away. Stanford will settle, Warner will win. Jacobs will play, Shepard. Shepard long and centrally, but right to Ikey, who just winds up and lifts it long and left. And the rolling ball to the boot of Hernandez starts her team building from the back with 30 seconds to go. Stanford 2, BYU no score. How the game might have changed with a different call on the Ellie Walbrook goal late in the first half, we may never know. We will never know. As with 10 seconds to go, it's a loose ball. The Cardinal play to the Cougars' defensive half. BYU with possession at the halfway line. A last touch for Walbrook to Wade Katoa with 2-1. And Stanford advances to the national championship match. BYU's season ends on a 2-0 defeat to the Cardinal in the College Cup semifinals. Stanford goes to 20-0-4. BYU falls to 23-3. Stanford 2, BYU 0 is your final score. Goals in the second minute and fourth minute hold up for the Cardinal on this night. And BYU's season comes to a disappointing close after an enthralling last week at South Field. And certainly these are sad and disappointed handshakes and hugs right now, but so much of which to be proud for this BYU women's soccer team and program in this Jen Rockwood's 29th season. A legend in the game, and the only name that BYU's ever known to lead BYU women's soccer, takes her team to a second College Cup in the last three seasons. Stanford advances to another national championship match as the Cougars play the Cardinal play for their third, make it fourth national championship. They've won the title before in 2011, 2017, and 2019. Back in 2019, Stanford defeated BYU in the Elite Eight and then won the national championship. It was their last national title, and it came after defeating BYU earlier in the tournament. So the Cardinals celebrate, and the Cougars console one another here in Cary, North Carolina. Outstanding season, outstanding effort tonight. And again, so much of what we saw 1 week ago Friday against North Carolina, we saw tonight BYU going down big and BYU rallying with relentless pressure. But whereas last week they were able to get deeper and be more threatening in terms of shots on frame, tonight those shots simply were not there. BYU did have 20 shots to Stanford's 3, but only 3 found the frame. 3-3 with the shots on goal total at the end of this one. So for BYU, the journey ends, but it ends in the Final Four. And it ends in the Final Four for the second time in 3 seasons. BYU will lose an outstanding class of super seniors because of the COVID year. So many of these players got 5 full seasons of BYU soccer and made the most of them. Our halftime interview tonight with Jamie Shepherd was signifying a career that went 108 matches. And Jamie and her fellow senior classmates will bid farewell to this program, but do so having gotten to 2 Final Fours in 3 seasons to end their careers, and that's certainly something of which they can all be very, very proud. And this BYU women's soccer program has established itself as a national name, a true power in the game. These two Western powers, Stanford and BYU, meeting tonight with the highest of stakes on the line, and Stanford scoring early twice in the first 4 minutes, and those were the decisive markers on the night that BYU could have drawn to within 2-1 and appeared to draw within 2-1 late in the first half, but an offside call that on second glance looked to appear to be an unjust decision by the official on the sideline, and of course no review of that kind of situation, and the Cougars had to shake that off after looking like they'd drawn to within 2-1 and never could find that marker to get the comeback really underway. Ellie Boren did rocket one off the crossbar early in half number 2, but this was not BYU's night offensively. A BYU team that led the nation in shots and shots on goal and total goals just could not find the back of the net on this night. Stanford, though, it's just so tough a nut to crack. Talk so much about their great defensive numbers. Shutouts in 4 of the last 5 matches. Shutouts in 6 of the last 8. Only 10 goals allowed all year. And 19 shutouts in the last 31 games. All these great defensive numbers stacking up and adding up against BYU on this night. And BYU could not solve the Stanford puzzle on the back line. As the Cougars did try, they changed tactics. They put shots netward. Just couldn't find it on this Friday night. Setting up a Monday night meeting between the Stanford Cardinal and the Florida State Seminoles for the national championship. So BYU's 2023 season ends here in Cary. We'll take a break, come back, and continue our postgame coverage. We'll give you some more stats, and we'll hope to hear from the Cougars in the postgame press conference as well as we move on from Wake Med Soccer Park. So we'll take a break. This is BYU Women's Soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.